We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi, Beb Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, Beb Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to have a list of Kalim, primarily that have two ends, and on each end you can use the Kli for a different purpose. So the first one on this list is known as a calligraphone. Calligraphone, says the Bar Tanura, is where you have Klisha Barosho Ha'echad Kimin Shinayim. One end has like teeth, like a fork part to it. Shetochavin bepas o bebasar umotzira sumenatanur. You stick it into the bread or the meat to take it out of the oven. Uvarosho echad haacher, the other side, garfin bo gecholim ve'efer menatanur. That's what you use to shovel the coals and the ashes from the tanur. So one part is more like a fork, a sharp part, and the other part is more like a spoon. So in this case, the Mishnah says shenitla kapah. This is a case where the spoon part of the calligraphone was removed, says the Mishnah. Tameya mipnei shina. It remains tamei because of the prongs, the teeth part of it. That's still usable to take the bread or the meat out of the oven. Nidlo shina. If the prongs were taken off, tameya mipnei chapa. It remains tamei because of the spoon. And the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that although the kli, meaning this should be obvious, it's still usable as a kli for one of the other purposes. So one would have thought if you create a kli that has at its very outset was made for two different purposes. So one could make the argument that once one of those purposes is no longer in use because that part broke, it's considered a broken kli. So the chiddush mishnah is not. It's not a broken kli. Can be used for the other side can still be used for that purpose. Then it remains susceptible to tumah. And we go on with another example. Mikchol. This is an eye applicator. Shenital hakaf. Where the spoon part has been removed. We'll see what that is in a moment. Tamei b'nei ha-zachar, it remains tamei because of the zachar part, literally the male part at the sharper end. And nital ha-zachar, if that sharper end is removed, is broken, tamei b'nei ha-kaf, it's tamei because of the other side. So this is, the Bar Tanur says, Rosho echad chad kein zachrus l'kol ba'sa'ayin. So the sharper part is there as to put makeup, whatever it is, on the eye. Rosho ha'acher, rachav, that's a wider end, l'nakos ba'sozin. So that's the Q-tip, that's the wider side. If one side cannot be used for the eye, so use the side for the ear. The side for the used for the ear can't be used. So that broke, so use the side for the eye. It's still mekabel tumah. Nital hazacha. Then the Mishnah give another example. Machtev shenital hakosev. What's a machtev? A stylus. This is what's used to etch into wax to write something. Bar Tanur says rosho echad chad is a sharp edge kemachat, like a needle. L'chtov al pinkas shel shava, where you have a tablet, let's say, of what you use for writing notes on shava, on wax, v'rosho, to etch in, v'rosho ha'acher, the other side, av, is thick, v'chalak, and smooth, v'mchok bo'aksav. That's used to erase, literally, ha'chakuk b'shava, whatever you etched in, you want to smooth it out, l'achlika, k'dei she'roi l'achzor l'chtov, so you can write once again, smoothing out, that's a malach on Shabbos, memachik, that's exactly what you're doing over here with the other edge. So one side of this michtav is the kosev, is the writer, of course, the other side is the mochek. So the Mishnah says, Machtev shenital hakosev tamei b'nei hamochek. It remains tamei, susceptible to, because of the erasing side. Nital hamochek, and if the erasing side is removed, tamei b'nei hakosev. The chiddush of these last two, the mikol, the eye applicator, and the machtev, where the other side is for the ear, or this machtev specifically, is that here one could make the argument that maybe one side is the ikar. Maybe when it comes to the eye applicator, so that's really the ikar side, the zachar side. The other side, that's used for your ear. Okay, so that's used if you need to. But primarily it was made for the side to use as an eye applicator. The same thing when it comes to the machtev. This stylus obviously is made for writing. So that is the ikar side. So one could make the other maybe argument that if that side, the a kosev side has broken, just because you have an eraser, what good is the eraser if you don't have a side that writes? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, still, it's mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, what about the following kli? Zoma listera. Zoma listera sounds like a contraction. Zoma listera, that the shenit lo kapa, where the ladle was removed. What is this? So Bar Tanur says, rosho echad kaf. One side is a spoon. Asri lekabel zazuha memen hakeder v'lahavira. It's there to take out all the froth, let's say, from the pot. V'rosho ha'acher. The other side is kein mazleg, is like a fork. V'halos habasar, to take the meat out of the pot. So this Zoma Listera kli has the kapa, its kaf, its spoon part, to get rid of the froth. It was removed, but it still has the fork side, temeim b'nei mazleg, so it remains susceptible to them because of the mazleg side can be used to take out meat. Nital ha-mazleg temeim b'nei kapa, and if the fork was removed, also it's temea, it remains susceptible to them because of the spoon side. V'chein ha-shein shel ma'adir, the same thing applies to the shein, the tooth, literally the prong, of a ma'adir. This is for, la'ador means to till the earth. One end is used to till the soil, turning over the earth. And the other side is the tool. It's used to, you want to put the parts of the plow together, you use that other side for that. So the same thing, one side is broken, can still be used for the other side and susceptible to tumah. Then the Mishnah concludes, shi'ur kulan kedei la'asos malachtan. The minimum amount that has to remain of the handle of the kli is so that which you are able to use the other kli. So Bar Tanur says, in mitala rosh ha'achad shatarech yishoer b'rosh ha'asheni, the edge, how much has to be left? Kedei shi'ur base achiza, enough for your hand to hold on to the handle, she'i roi la'asos malachto. If it's so short, that would, most of it broke off. Now I can't even hold, there's nothing to hold to use it for its other purpose. It doesn't matter that those prongs are there, the eraser is there, the fork is there, it doesn't matter. The ladle's there. If I can't hold it and use it for its purpose, so then it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel, another Mishnah where he speaks about particulars. Charchur shenivgam tamei ad sheinatel rubo. Charchur, Bar Tanur says, it's a kli asu kimin mar. Mar is a shovel. Shechofrim bo asakarka, used to dig in the ground. Ubarzel shalom mechudat tfei. The iron part of it is sharp. Lachtoch bo hashorashim, in order to cut the root. Shalom ya'akvu esamacharesha, so they don't prevent the plow from being used. So the Mishnah here says that, so this charchur is a hoe. It has, and what happened here is that part of the blade or the rim of it broke off. So it's still susceptible to tumah because it can be used. This is the, not what it's it, not that it has two sides. This Mishnah is speaking about where I have a kli. It has a particular purpose, but some of it broke off. The edge that's obviously usable, the blade side of it. So the Mishnah here says you can still use the hoe, achin et harubo, unless the majority of the blade is removed. It can still be used. So if you have at least half of the blade or the rim is still there, the hoe can be used until most of it breaks off. It's still susceptible to tumah as long as it's not a majority. Nishvar makufo, then tahor. But let's say the socket broke. That's where the blade goes into the handle. So you can't use it without a handle. So if the socket's broken, so now he can't slip in the handle at all. So then it's tahor, it's not makabel tumah. Kardom shenital upsho tamei mipnei bikuo. Base bikuo. Nital base bikuo tamei mipnei upsho. So what is this? This is an axe. So the axe, well, only there's a kli only at one end, but at that end, we know an axe. One side is a wider side, which is the blade which you use to chop down the trees. The other side is a sharp edge, a little bit curved, and that is where you can break down the pieces of wood. So that the same, so you have different sides. The same, let's say a hammer. A hammer, you have one side I bang in the nail, the other side I can use to pull out the nail. So we're speaking about, in this case, this axe that has two parts to it, they're both on the same end. So the upsho is that's the cutting blade. So what we're saying is that's the axe that's used to chop down the wood from the tree. That's the wider end. If that is removed, it's still tamei mipnei beis bikuo, that splitting blade, that's still able to be used. Nital beis bikuo, if the splitting blade is removed, tamei mipnei upsho, they still have the regular axe part to chop down the wood, even though he can't maybe cut the wood into little pieces. Nishbar makufo tahor, same as we had in the previous case of the hoe. If though the socket where the blade is able to go to insert it into the handle, so then if that's broken, it's tahor stam makabel tumah. You can't use a blade, of course, without its handle.